Long before she was Carole King, chart-topping music legend, she was Carole Klein, Brooklyn girl with passion and chutzpah. She fought her way into the record business as a teenager, and by the time she reached her 20s, had the husband of her dreams and a flourishing career writing hits for the biggest acts in rock and roll. But it wasn't until her personal life began to crack that she finally managed to find her true voice. The story is told in Beautiful, the Carole King musical, the true story of King's remarkable rise to stardom from being part of a hit songwriting team with her husband, Jerry Goffin, to her relationship with fellow writers and best friends, to becoming one of the most successful solo acts in popular music history. Along the way, she made more than beautiful music. She wrote the soundtrack to an entire generation. The national tour of the award-winning musical is at Proctor's in Schenectady this week. We are joined now by Julian Eitel, who plays Carole King, and Liam Tobin, who plays Jerry Goffin. It's a great pleasure to have you both in the program. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
What a delight to have you both here. So how did, for you, Julia, how did this role come about?
It's a pretty long journey, actually. I was in the Broadway company for a year and a half, understudying the role, and going on every once in a while.
With Jesse Miller? Or?
No, with Shalina Kennedy,
okay.
Who took it over after her. But it was really wonderful, and I was playing an ensemble track and having a blast, and then the role on the tour opened up, and I was asked to do it. And so I've been out here for about 8 months now.
And what is that like, every night playing Carole King?
It's truly... I don't even know if I could really put it into words. It's one of the greatest gifts I've ever been given. She's a legend, and it's really incredible.
Now, I will ask the same question to you, Liam, as to how you got the role of Jerry.
I auditioned in Toronto the first time, and then I had a callback, I think this was in 2014, in New York. And then I got the role about 8 months before the tour even started rehearsals, so I had to sit on that for a while. That was fun. But yeah, then we started in August 2015.
And for anyone who's seen the show, and if they haven't yet, but so we go sort of back and forth in liking you.
Yes, that's true.
I assume you feel that from the stage.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I think it would be, not very accurate. Not very accurate nor very interesting to just kind of play Jerry as this, typical villain, because, that wasn't really true. I mean, he really wants to be such a good friend and a good father and good husband, but he makes a lot of mistakes along the way. And I think that kind of chews him up a little even more inside and sends him a little further down the rabbit hole. And so, they have definitely a turbulent relationship during these few years in the show that we show everybody.
And it kind of drives everything, doesn't it?
It does. Mm-hmm. It makes the songs what they are, because there's so much passion and so much emotion behind all of it.
And it seems that, at least in the story that's being told, is that Carole King is really the one who's pushing all of this as far as this this is what we have to do and this is what we need to do.
Absolutely. And I think their entire career was really handled by Carole, because she knew she wanted to do this from the time she was 16 years old, or the time she was even younger. And finally she meets Jerry and she sees in him this brilliant lyricist, and she knows that that's not her strength at this time in her life, but she can write a song. And so she kind of, recognizes that they might be a great pair, and then continues to propel their career and say, like, we got to write this, we got to write that, I'm making this happen, I'm gonna help with you. And he really didn't have the same ear for it that she did, but he had this incredible gift with lyrics that changed the scope of music for the rest of us. But they did it together, but she was really, really making it happen.
And the show also explores, Liam, that idea of how you deal with your personal life when the outside world is sort of dictating that they want more of you.
Absolutely, yeah. And Jerry, is always hoping that his music will be meaningful and that it won't be fluff and that it's, that it'll have some weight. And I can really relate to that. We all want, to do good in our jobs and have our art mean something and stuff too. So, but yeah, if everything was demanded of them so quickly. I mean, Don Kirshner always asking, I need a song tomorrow for the Shirelles. First one I like is it, kind of thing. And so they're all clamoring and staying up all night trying to, come up with this number one song that they managed to do, Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow, and stuff like that. And so, yeah, they're under insane amounts of pressure all the time, but they were managed to come up with this incredible catalog of music that, you know, like I said, is kind of the soundtrack to a generation.
Yeah. The list of hits is incredible. The list of music that is in the show is incredible. And when you originally get the roles, how are you introduced to that? What kind of conversations do they have with incoming cast members on this catalog and ultimately the story you're telling and how it's going to be told?
Well, I think we kind of have the gift of the music. You know, we get right to sing these incredible songs every night, and they kind of prepare us and say, you know, to everyone who's featured vocally, they say, don't do an impersonation, you know, mm-hmm. capture the essence of this song, capture the essence of this person, of Carol, of Little Eva, of, you know, whoever, the Shirelles. And it kind of gives us the freedom to do with it what we feel, but also to stay true to the original feel of the song. And I know for me, like, I still to this day, 8 months in, over 2 years in with the show, I try to listen to Carol as often as possible to get her essence reinstated and re-sunken in. And we kind of have this ongoing responsibility to the music every day.
Now, I know originally when the show opened, she was hesitant to come, and then one night she came out and mm-hmm. just blew the lid off the place. Has she seen it since? Do we know? Or?
Yeah, quite a few times.
Yeah, she's come out to the tour twice now. She came in Boston in disguise,
okay.
which was fun because she said she didn't want people watching her watching the show, which is fair. And she also came out in Idaho to see us just a couple months ago because she has a farm out there, I think. So
we actually had to meet her before the show, which was overwhelming.
We had to. We had to meet her.
But it was funny because all the other Carols that she's seen had the, you know, the privilege of not knowing she was there. And so they kind of called me and were like, hey, listen, Carol's coming, but we're loading out, so you have to see her before the show instead of after it. And so, like, we just wanted to let you know. And I was like, okay, sure, okay. But she was the most gracious and the most kind and the most wonderful and just, like, looked me in the eyes and was like, don't be nervous that I'm here. You're going to be great. And it was actually less frightening than I thought it would be. But she's awesome. And I think actually now she's quite a fan of the show. She kind of likes seeing different girls take it on and different, you know, mm-hmm. people portray these parts of her life that were sometimes not so pleasant.
Not to put words in your mouth, but it would seem to me at the end of a performance like that, when you know you have performed for Carole King, that it has to be pretty special.
It was really special.
Yeah.
And I have to sing, you know, one last song after bows, but everybody was looking off stage, and I kept being like, that's kind of funny. Why are they looking off stage? Because Carole King is standing in the wings, dancing along to I Feel the Earth Move, you know? Just kind of a magical moment. And she hung around after the show, and I got to have a few words.
And then did she come out on stage?
No, she didn't. She wanted to kind of let us have our
your moment.
Bow. Yeah.
Like you'd care.
No, I wouldn't care at all.
She's not really one for the spotlight
she
for
isn't.
Such a huge star. It's kind of incredible. She's very, very humble.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously she's interested in the person who's playing her, but I assume she's also interested in how you're portraying things, too.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the show centers around their marriage and, you know, the problems, but also the triumphs of it. I'm sure it was a huge part of her life as well. And one great thing that we were talking after the show as well, and she was saying, you know, those were real conversations. You know, the fights that we have in the show, and even when things are going well, she's like, those are the things we really said to one another. And she got a little emotional. It was really, really cool. And it really makes you respect just kind of the story that you're telling. Mm. And it's great.
You're a Canadian.
I am.
You're from Newfoundland?
I am. Yeah.
Have you seen Come From Away?
I have not yet. No.
Oh.
I know it's crazy, but I have not had the chance to get to see it because we've been out on the road for so long.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's definitely next on my list.
You have to see it.
I know. I saw it at NIMF a couple of years ago when it was still in its workshop stages. So I have seen a version of it. I'm not sure how different it is these days, but yeah.
That's great. And then, so how much more time on the tour?
I am here through the summer.
Excellent.
Or just through June, but yeah.
Yeah, and then at that point, Question mark, and
yeah.
we'll figure that's like the life of an actor, and that's
exactly.
always fun.
Yeah.
Great. And you're enjoying Schenectady? It's been nice
yes,
to you?
Yes, been very nice. I actually just came from vacation, so this is my first week back at work, and it's
oh, where'd you go on vacation?
Really nice. I was in Toronto visiting my boyfriend.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
so are you
Book
both Canadians?
No, but he's with Book of Mormon, and they're
oh, okay.
in Canada right now.
I
so.
See. Gotcha.
I'm not a Canadian.
What does he play in Book of Mormon?
McKinley.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's really fun.
It's really fun. He's
and
great.
So you have like these, I would assume, dual notes from the road.
Always, yeah. It's really fun. I got to see Book of Mormon like 5 times last week.
Oh, great. You're
Super
in
fan.
Toronto. I'm in Schenectady. Fantastic. Well, beautiful. The Carole King musical runs at Proctor's in Schenectady through Sunday. Proctors.org for more information. It's just a beautiful show, and it's wonderful to have both of you here. Julie Nitell and Liam Tobin, thank you very much for being with us. It's a great pleasure to have you both here.
Yeah,
thanks for having
you.
Us.
Have a great time. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.